2 for 6.
I feel like I had way more than 4 turnovers. You turning that ball. We got to turn that.
First time in a couple games, I don't have anything but crazy.
We got a win.
We've already
a win. First ring win.
Tonight, as always, and we with the win, 15 wins eclipses last year. Everybody got their.
Derek, go ahead. You caught that lob there at the end. What does that kind of rank in terms of your dunks and finishes throughout your career?
That might have been number one. It was like that kind of sealed the deal for us. So I say that's definitely number one for me.
Marquise, what's kind of going through your mind and what you're trying to do there as you get that lob? Because you were kind of getting yourself into a dangerous spot.
I seen that they put two on the ball, and the way Naquan's or Keontae, man, was helping, he was a little bit above him. So I just, figured throw it up to Key. I know he'll catch it.
Is it fair to say when you kind of didn't have your offensive game going tonight that you kind of put a little bit more intensity towards your defensive game?
I try to rebound as much as I could down there, try to help Bebe or Naquan on their 5 minutes. So, I knew at half I was 1 for 7 going into the half, and then I just knew I'd try to do something. Offense was going, I'd try to do something productive for the team.
Marquise, a couple of games in a row with a pretty steady offense for the team-wise. How much did Oklahoma State make things tough for you guys?
You got to give a lot of credit to them. They defended well. They blocked, how many shots? A lot of our shots. And we know, they are the number one team defensively in a conference. So you got to give a lot of credit to them. They play hard. They got a lot of second chance points, which led them to stay in the game. But we just adjusted in the second half. We try to not take too many tough twos and look for the open man. And once we did that, things started rolling.
Desi, how tough were they to get in passing lanes and make things difficult for you guys?
Like Marquise said, they're a very good team. They're a very good team, but also they're number one in the Big 12 in defense. So We try to move the ball, try to space for it, and try to get paint touches and try to get the open passes. That's what we worked on all week in practice.
And Keontae, how much did they change up defenses from zone to man, maybe a little jump defense, kind of play you guys off?
I feel like in the first half, it did just didn't know what, if they were standing in the zone or standing in man. But once we started realizing, we just moved the ball to find the open man, and big-time players started knocking down the shots.
First time that a lot of people have been able to see you live.
I was excited. More excited that we got the win, really. Just come back. We've been on the road, so to come back in and Bram and just get the win as a ranked team, just show them how much hard work we've been putting in. That's really the main thing for me, was just trying to go out there and get the win, not really for the crowd.
What did you think about the crowd?
One of the best crowds I'd have been around, for sure.
Definitely
loud. We couldn't hear play calls when we were trying to switch on defense and stuff. So you bring that every game.
Desi, you played in a lot of environments at Arkansas State, Keontae, at Florida, but just kind of talk about that crowd a little bit more and maybe what did that do to help you guys tonight?
I feel like that's one of the best crowds I've ever been in, even though I played at Arkansas. But, Brown, we got one of the best fans in the nation. Matter of fact, in the country. Without them, I don't feel like we came out with the win like we did, because they brought the energy. We fed off of it. We played together. We stuck together, and we came out with the win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Piggyback what he said. Coach always say when you got the crowd with us, it makes us up 10 to start off. So I feel like with them, just knowing it was there, just got us all hyped up for the game, and just it was a great feeling.
Marquise, I want to ask you about Desi. How nice is it to have somebody be able to come off the bench like he's been able to do?
Man, he was big time tonight, and just, he's a confident player. He plays with energy, and we need that Desi every day. He's starting to get clicking now, but when he's rolling and he's out there having fun, that's when he's at his best. He's a big spark off of our bench, but he's not a bench player, and he plays, like a starter, and he accepts his role very well, and I'm just so happy to see, his production on the court. He's like a brother to me. We just love him, and we just need that more every game.
The last two games, Marquise, you guys have obviously had the super high offensive output just wasn't necessarily there, like you guys have kind of talked about tonight. Is it more of a challenge to kind of shift the mindset and say, okay, this has to be more of a defensive game, or is that something you guys talked about? How did you manage to do that?
We just try to focus. We always try to focus on guarding. You know, like I said, you know, Mike Boynton is a very good coach. I'm pretty sure he watches a lot of film, so he made some big time adjustments in game. And that's what threw us off, you know, for the most part. But like Keontae said, once we started getting clicking, and once we started, you know, seeing what they were in, it was easier to score.
You talked about Desi coming off the bench, but what did Ish and Bebe, guys like that, just what did their energy bring off the bench?
Big time. I mean, just their energy, their willingness to rebound and defend. And just, you know, Bebe went 3-for-3 at the line. And that was big time for us. We needed those points and we needed those free throws. And he works extremely hard, and so does Ish. So just whenever they get in the game, you can trust them to have your back and to go out there and fight.
Yeah, you talked about defense, but what does this show, maybe this team? You guys showed you could win a high-scoring game, but this was kind of more like a rock fight, it seemed like. Is that kind of show that you guys can win any style game?
Coach Marco said in a huddle or before the game, he talked about, you know, this was going to be an up and down game. This was going to be like a fist fight, and we knew that coming into this game. So we just try to stay poised and stay with each other, you know, in them tough situations. We practice, you know, fight to grind. So when times do get rough. And we got 5 minutes on the clock. We know how to, you know, fight through adversity.
And Coach also mentioned yesterday in the press conference, he said the big crowd is great, but sometimes when you're not used to playing in front of that big crowd, it takes a while to settle down. Did you feel like you guys maybe were a little bit overexcited early in the game?
I feel like we just, this was our, you know, first game back, you know, from a long road trip. So once we settled down, we was pretty good, but we love the fans, man. We want them here. We have the best fans in the nation, and we feed off of that. It was great to see, you know, a lot of people in the stands, and we got to give a lot of credit to, you know, our university and to what this team has built, you know, over the past couple months. So.
Marquise Guzman told us one time when he scores a touchdown, he doesn't really hear the crowd for some reason. He doesn't hear the deuce, but of course the fans are off the crowd.
Yeah.
We're hearing every decibel when you hit the three here in Brandon.
Yeah, I hear it. It's pretty cool. I mean, you try to stay locked in, though. You try to stay in the moment. You try to not, you know, let that get to you because it's a long game. But, yeah. Yeah, that's big time. Shout out to the fans, man. Great fan.
On the lob when you let it go, was it a little bit of adrenaline that you might have thrown it a little bit higher than you would have been anticipated?
Nah, I mean, that's Keontae Johnson. I see him jump every day. I know, just, you know, he's a great athlete. And we have that connection where, you know, we look each other, you know, in the eye. He tells me throw it up, and I just do that. But he's a great athlete, so.
Hey, Keontae, were you going to go up and get it?
For sure. I mean, I told him in practice the other day, if you're going to throw a lot, just throw it by the backboard, close up to the top. I swear. I feel like today he finally did it. So.
For real.
Marquise, I want to know, in the moment, how high is your confidence level when you say just like 3 steps across the court?
My confidence is high because of the work I put in each and every day. You know, I work on those shots, you know, before practice, after practice. So when in game, it feels like practice. And, you know, coach always talks about taking practice shots, and that's what I try to do. Yeah.
Desi, what was coach's message to you guys trailing at halftime that hadn't happened?
He just told us to come out and beat us, move the ball, get paint touches, and play together and stay together. Play off the fans, and they bring energy. And we got, look up, we got one of the best players in the country, both of these guys right here, so we go as they go. If they get going, we're going to get going, you know, we feed off them.
Marquise,
feel up against Desi every day in practice with the guard stuff? How much of a better player has he made you this year?
He's made me a great player. I mean, he's a tough guard. He's very competitive. And just every day I know, you know, when I'm looking at him, I got to bring my best. But he's fierce. He's from Arkansas. He's tough, so he's really good, man.
Yeah, was that the most difficult team you played on the inside this season?
Yeah, for sure.
What did they do in particular on the glass? What were the things you kind of had to counter in terms of rebounding, trying to keep them off the glass?
I mean, right when the guard, they wedged, they big wedged us underneath the basket real well. So, like, we would get stuck on the top side of them, and they'll be right in the right spot. But they also got, like, a lot of long rebounds, too, when they missed three. So, that was, like, another part that played into it.
Kenta, you talked a little bit about your offensive struggles tonight, with your shots. In the second half, you had a couple of baseline turnaround jumpers. In the first half, you got a few times, kind of the same kind of shot fall. What kind of confidence do you have in your ability right now to create enough space
Um, just like Keith said, I mean, those sides are like what I work on, just trying to do different kind of moves. I know different teams are going to have different scout on me, so just trying to find a different moves to do and just like take practice shots as well. So I feel like those shots I usually take.
Any of you guys can answer this one. I just want to know how connected with the fans are, you know, after each game, whenever you guys go around, high five with all the fans. That's not something that, you know, seen every year
in Graham's
Coliseum. What's that
kind of
tradition like so far early in the season still, and how much do you like that Coach Tang, you know, made that a thing?
I feel like it's a big thing. Just shows how much we're like involved with the fans, and the more we interact with them, the more they'll come respect us and come to the game and just show their support. So I feel like that's our way of showing support to them and just thanking them, going around. That's the best thing we can do. Rather than take pictures and make their day. I mean, they came out and paid for it. So just going out and just taking pictures with the fans is a blessing. And I think for Coach Tang to change that around is a big time, just show how much engagement he has with the fans, basically.
There's a lot of guys, or a lot of people across the country became aware of this program over the last week. For you guys to get the notoriety, the publicity, and then to follow it up with a win tonight in this atmosphere, just wanted to
match
anyway.
You know, it's great to have, you know, that number attached to your name. You know, Coach always talks about celebrating wins, so we want to celebrate that. But we know, you know, it's a price to pay with that. You're going to get teams, you know, best shot. And we just try to stay hungry and humble, you know, through it all. Being ranked wasn't, you know, our ultimate goal. It was to win a Big 12 championship and go to the NCAA tournament. So that's the ultimate goal. And each and every day we got to focus on that. And nothing else.
They maybe, I don't know if talk is the right word, they maybe let you have one score on one time in the first half. I think you returned them favorably. Does that fire you up at all when maybe there's a little trash talk going on there, or when you feel like they're telling you that you can't guard
them
or something like that?
Nah, I mean, I was just going with the momentum. I mean, usually, I don't know. it was just like something that just happened at the time. I mean, I know the first half I was struggling, so when I got the and one, it was just trying to get myself going, and that's what I ended up doing with the little signature. Too small thing.
I give all the honor and glory to the men above, too, man.
Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God.
Okay, go ahead.
Marquise hasn't feel to have 15 wins already. He only had 14 all last season. You were the guy who was here, so
it's great. Coach always talks about it's hard to come by wins, so you got to celebrate them. It's been a long time coming. We put in a lot of work over the summer, and, you know, each and every day we just, you know, are blessed to play this game. We don't get to do this. We don't have to do this. We get to do this. So that's how we approach it.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Very much appreciate it.
Oscar Robertson, so that's pretty cool.
Yes.